say George Washington's yielding his power and stepping away. Is that true? I wasn't aware that was something a person could do. I'm perplexed. Are they going to keep on replacing whoever's in charge? If so, who's next? There's nobody else in their country who looms quite as large.
Welcome to Today on Broadway for Monday, January 16th, 2017. I'm Broadway World's Matt Timonini.
And I am Broadway stars James Marino.
James, this is a holiday for many people, so they don't have to work, but whether you're working or whether you have the day off, happy Martin Luther King Day to everybody. This is a day that is always incredibly important, but this year and this week specifically seems even more vitally so than normal. So I hope everybody is, whether if you're enjoying the day off, you are remembering why.
Absolutely. It's a big big travel day. A lot of people heading towards D.C. for various reasons. So,
either the traditionally reasons or the counter-traditional reasons that might be happening a day after the normal reasons.
Yes. I think that a lot of people are studying the I Have a Dream speech.
Yep. I hear you.
So I was thinking it is, Sunday night we're recording for the Monday morning show, and I was thinking, is Tom Brady the Lin-Manuel Miranda of the NFL?
No, because Lin-Manuel Miranda has one major thing over Tom Brady, and that is that Lin did not go to the University of Michigan, where Tom did, so therefore I automatically like Lin-Manuel Miranda much more than Tom Brady.
Okay. Excellent. Let's move on to the theatrical section of our show. Adam Jacobs to lead the Aladdin tour.
Yeah, James, we're going to start off with two stories that may or may not be connected. But
yeah, I was just thinking.
Yeah, on Friday the 13th, Disney Theatrical Productions announced that Adam Jacobs, who originated the role of Aladdin on Broadway and continues to play the role to this day, will lead the upcoming eagerly anticipated North American tour. Jacobs will continue with the Broadway production through February 12th of this year. An official replacement has not officially been announced, although we've already talked about the rumored replacement. His current understudy, Joshua De La Cruz, will play the role beginning on Valentine's Day until the official replacement is announced. The Aladdin North American tour begins performances in Chicago on April 11th of 2017 before zigzagging across the country. Jacobs has been the only person to play Aladdin on Broadway other than understudies or whatever. So it looks like he's going to take that performance on the road. It'll be interesting to see if either of his other longtime co-stars, Courtney Reed as Jasmine or James Monroe Iglehart as the genie, join him, or if they stay with the show as they currently are in New York. This second story, James, that may or may not be related. We've been talking a lot about our friend Telly Leung recently. He took a hiatus from the a cappella musical In Transit, and then the next day or so, it was rumored that he would be replacing Jacobs as Aladdin on Broadway. Well, also on Friday, coincidentally or not, the producers of In Transit announced that Telly Leung will be returning to the role of Stephen in Transit on Tuesday, January 31st at Circle in the Square Theater. We know that Colin Hanlon, fresh off a run as an understudy in Falsettos, took over that role, at least temporarily. James, you and I and a listener or two talked on Twitter that Telly Leung announcing that he's coming back to In Transit on January 31st may not actually mean anything, because based off the grosses, who knows if the show will still be around that long. But I did find it fairly interesting that both Jacobs' departure and Leung's return to In Transit were announced on the same day.
Yeah, all we can do is sit back and watch this play out. But a listener pointed out that the In Transit might have a lower running cost. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it's low enough to... Yes, I agree that it might have a lower running cost with a smaller cast and a smaller house, Circle in the Square, and things like that. But I don't see how it could be so low that it could sustain these grosses. So we'll have to see how it plays out.
Especially because, as we talked about, it is an a cappella show, but we're assuming, and I don't think it's been reported, there has to have been some sort of deal worked out with the musicians' union. I don't know if we ever talked about that, but I would assume, since there is contractual obligations for any musical on Broadway to employ union musicians, I don't know how they got around that with an a cappella musical, if they just said, oh, it's a cappella, you don't need musicians, or if there had to be some sort of financial olive branch reached or anything. Have you heard any rumors about that, James?
When we interviewed Telly on This Week on Broadway, we sort of touched on it. There seemed to have been some sort of concession that the musicians' union did, but I'm sure that it didn't. They didn't concede all of the musicians' salaries for AFM for In Transit. So, but even at that, you know, setting aside a handful of musicians' salaries, I don't think that's going to save the show.
No,
with the numbers that low.
Well, yeah, and that's what my point was, is that if you think about it, oh, it's a musical, but it's a fairly small cast, but there's still a dozen people in, and they don't have to pay musicians. I think they are still paying some sort of money to the union for musicians, and the cast isn't that small. So I would think that it's not as low of a running cost as you would think. Obviously, much less than, you know, Hamilton or Phantom, these bigger shows, but I don't think it's a dirt cheap weekly nut.
No, I wouldn't imagine either. So, even in Circle of Square, it's a smaller show, but it's also a smaller theater. So, and they don't have average ticket price is still pretty low, so yeah. It's not playing out really well for them.
No, unfortunately not, but it does seem like no matter what happens with In Transit, that Telly has a backup gig from a fairly stable show, from a very stable production company to fall back on if and when he does join Aladdin.
All right, so next up, Nicole Kidman opts out of Broadway's Photograph 51.
Yeah, you'll remember that critically acclaimed production of Photograph 51 debuted in London's West End in 2015, and almost immediately rumors started circulating that award-winning stage and screen star Nicole Kidman would reprise her role in that show in New York. She hasn't been on Broadway in a long time since The Blue Room, which seems like that was like 108 years ago. The projection of that show has kind of slowed down. We haven't heard a whole lot about it, couldn't find a house, and now it turns out that at the Golden Globes, Nicole Kidman confirmed that she will not be moving forward with a Broadway production, not because she has any film responsibilities, not because she has any other projects, but just because her two children, her two young daughters, put the kibosh on it. When she was doing the London production, she wasn't there for dinners, she wasn't there for bedtimes, so her eight-year-old daughter Sunday and her six-year-old daughter Faith, along with her husband, country music superstar Keith Urban, weren't all too happy about the prospect of her missing that much family time. So she said, Photograph 51 was a profound, spontaneous, incredible experience. I loved that instantaneous reaction, which you never have in film. I wanted to do it on Broadway. That was the plan. But then I put the plan to my girls, and they said nope. So while it's disappointing, I've seen this show where it has to do with the discovery of the double helix DNA strands or whatever. I've seen a local production here in Orlando, so I was excited to see Nicole Kidman do this on Broadway. But if it does move to New York, it looks like it's going to have a different leading lady.
I forgot that she was married to Keith Urban. Where do they live?
I probably wherever the hell they want.
Yeah. I'm assuming that they live in the U.S., but she was doing Photograph 51 in London, so...
The article actually says that her kids move wherever she's working. Obviously, Keith can record from pretty much anywhere when he's not on tour. So I would imagine that they probably have a home in Australia, where they both are originally from. They probably have one in L.A., probably have one in New York, maybe London, too. Who knows? As much money as those two probably have earned in their respective careers, I think they could probably have a house wherever they want.
All right. What's up in the recommendations?
All right, I've got a bunch of things that I want to go through first. This is a first one that is a very important one, especially this week, as we somewhat referenced at the beginning of the show. The first is over at the Richard Rogers, there was a peaceful transition of power as the once and future king, Rory O'Malley, made his final performance as King George. We know that he is going to go on tour with the production, and he passed on power to the new King George III, Taron Killam, who will make his Broadway debut on January 17th. We've got the video. We've seen these ceremonies before with Brian D'Arcy James and Jonathan Groff and Andrew Rannells. It's a lot of fun. They make a whole big pomp and circumstance of the passing of the torch and the coronation as one king abdicates to the other. It's a lot of fun. So we have that in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com if you want to check that out. Another note that really, it upset me greatly when I didn't mention this when Taron Killam was originally announced for Broadway. The announcement of him taking over as King George came just a day or two after the announcement of his wife making her Broadway debut. His wife is actress Kobe Smulders, who played Robin on How I Met Your Mother. And just a few days before we announced Taron joining Hamilton, it was announced that she would be joining Kevin Kline in the Broadway revival of Present Laughter. So while that show doesn't start until later in the spring, they both are making their Broadway debuts in the same season. So that's a really cool thing for that couple. Moving on to another recommendation. Last week, the Washington Post put out a really in-depth backstage look at the front page on Broadway, which seems really appropriate that the Washington Post is one of these tried and true old school newspapers, and they got to go backstage looking at this show that takes place in a Chicago newsroom. They've got video of the cast warming up, everything going on backstage. They've got great interviews and pictures. It's a really fascinating look backstage. They've got everything in the stage manager's office, looking at the script and the screens and the monitors and everything. It's really fascinating, something you don't get to see very often because it really is effectively what's going on backstage during the show. So I definitely recommend that for those of you who like that kind of backstage minutia. And then finally, the final thing that I wanted to mention here in recommendations is on Thursday, we've talked about Christopher Rice and his Tappy videos before. The last one we talked about was for Christmas, but Christopher Rice is a Broadway actor and dancer. He's been in the Book of Mormon, and he often does these tap dance-centric videos. And late last week, he did another one, this one in honor of Debbie Reynolds, obviously, who passed away late in 2016, along with Clay Thompson, who is not the Golden State Warriors all-star, but Clay Thompson, no P, who starred in Newsies and Matilda, and Broadway's Eloise Kropp, who was previously in Dames at Sea and On the Town and is currently in Cats. They recreate the iconic song Good Morning from Singing in the Rain, and it is choreographically, I think, perfect, and it's just so much fun. You can't watch this video and not have a smile on your face. I actually saw Todd Fisher, who is Debbie Reynolds' son and Carrie Fisher's brother, tweet out a link to the video and say, I normally hate when people try to recreate these scenes and all this stuff, but I really loved this one. They did a great job. So if you haven't seen it, check that out. And I've got just an unbelievably huge crush on Eloise Kropp. She's just the absolute most cutest, adorable dancer on Broadway. So it was fun for me to see her do that role. So check that out. It's a lot of good stuff to watch here on a Monday morning, especially for those of you that don't have to go to work today.
Something not in the script. Have you seen this announcement from Broadway HD that people can watch Holiday Inn for the next week?
Yeah, it's through the 24th, and it's going to be just on their website through that date. I don't know if they're going to repackage it like they did with She Loves Me for a later date. Is that in the press release as well, James?
I didn't see a press release. I just saw it on their site.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So if for nothing else, it is going to be on their site for one more week as it was in the live stream. I would imagine that what they'll do is they'll take, as Bryce told me in the interview that aired on Saturday before the live stream, they took some other shots and some rehearsal shots for the 2 days leading up to the live stream. So I would bet that they'd do some editing to get the best possible final product, much like they did with She Loves Me. And hopefully, like with She Loves Me, this one might end up in a movie theater somewhere close to you before it lives on in Broadway HD in perpetuity.
And I have a recommendation, too, that listeners should listen to Saturday's this Broadway radio feed where Matt interviewed Bryce. I really enjoyed it, Matt. It was a great interview.
Cool. Yeah, he's such a nice guy. And I actually have – you and I have talked to him together on this week on Broadway with either Peter or Michael. I can't remember which. And he's just such a thoughtful guy and a guy who really is thinking about things well beyond just what – you know, happens on stage. We didn't really get to talk about much, but he's very, very involved with a theater company that does a lot of service work in Africa. And he's such a really an interesting guy, so I really enjoyed talking to him.
All right, why don't you get us out of here?
All right, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio, and you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatty, and subscribe to Some Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Jen and I recorded our next episode on Sunday. It'll come out here in the next few days, where she and I talk about our favorite TV shows and movies of 2016. So if you haven't seen everything that you wanted to last year, check out our list and get a rundown of what you need to check out.
And my name is James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Thanks for spending some of your Monday with us, and we'll be back and talk with you tomorrow.